Thank you, Chair, and I thank Your Excellency for the responses, specific responses to my question. I note the comments about not, you know, enshrining a lack of discrimination. So we don't, you know, discrimination is, you know, fundamentally a bad thing. However, as a committee, we obviously consider positive discriminatory practices, those that enhance or equality or equity or remove injustice, have a place too. So hence, you know, interest in the elimination of your gender parity law. But I thank you for your consideration of a possible review, to quote you, in relation to the situation of women's participation in Parliament. And I wonder if that's an undertaking you're giving the committee. And secondly, you've said that you would consider, or there may be a consideration, of the restoration of that gender parity legislation. Again, I ask if that's something that is actually under consideration as we speak, or if that is something you're willing to undertake before the committee. But we thank you for those positive considerations. And also just acknowledge that you have an intent, a law that has a good intent, but as we all know, it's the implementation of those laws that sometimes fall short. So we're very interested in ensuring the protection of those public female figures, as well as particularly preventing the issue of violence against women. And more broadly, if I say, Your Excellency, any reflections that you would care to provide the committee, presumably in writing, on increasing women's participation from broader groups, minority groups, women with disabilities, LGBT women, Amazighi women. We would love to have some information on that, because that is a critical part of our deliberations as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.